A 12-year-old has been suspended for 3 days for bringing Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition to his school. The school suggested that he spend time in an alternative school. His mother refused, and now he's been suspended for 3 days. Whatever happened to the days of just taking it up and putting it in that one drawer that the teacher had in the desk, you know, and at the end of the year you had to collect all your stuff?
I'm not sure what's going on with that. I mean, for the most part, obviously this is insane. And there's a line in here in the story that they mentioned. I'm not sure where it's at. They were talking about, well, you watch the Super Bowl halftime show and you see worse than what's in the SI and everything like that. That's the one thing that kind of does bug me about this, is that when stuff like that happens, everybody goes, who cares? It was real quick. Kids are eventually going to see that anyway. And all of a sudden now people have that line. Well, this can happen because I've seen worse at the halftime of the Super Bowl. You know, does that make any sense?
Yes. Well, I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm not saying that the teacher doesn't have a right to take it up or put it somewhere else if it's causing a distraction. I'm just saying you're taking 3 days of a kid's education away something like this, and it's ridiculous, you know?
And, yeah, that is absolutely crazy. I mean, the whole zero tolerance thing that we've got, I mean, we all want to really punish things like crimes, and we all want to punish things like drug use in schools and guns coming to school. But little knick-knack things get picked up by zero tolerance and get blown completely out of proportion. And I know I'm supposed to be one of the more conservative people, and then once again, you're completely ruining my life by dragging me to your leftist views. But, you know, the zero tolerance...
Yeah, I'm corrupting you by kidnapping you and taking you to Joe Francis' Girls Gone Wild party, right?
That part I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
It's when I, you know, start thinking about, you know...
It's when he benefits, Dick.
By the way, if that video ever makes the air... Do you remember that portion of it where when they were videotaping the stuff at the party and it was real loud and everything, so it was kind of hard to hear what everybody was saying, but there was one moment where Joe and I were talking into the camera and Joe was trying to explain what we were doing and everything, and then we got Paul over there.
I'm lost.
And Joe was going, they kidnapped this guy. And I was going, this guy had no idea this morning he was going to be here. And Paul's like, yeah!
I show up, I have no idea, I'm semi-drunk, and they're like, people really do win. I'm like, win what? I'm not sure I understand. So if I make the video, I'm going to be a really bad segment because I kind of...
Yeah, you kind of contributed to Howard Dean, yo.
Yeah, and I kind of tried to do a high five and nobody was high-fiving, so I did a half-hearted hug. It was, if it's up to me, I hit the cutting room floor, but it was weak.
Hopefully it'll surface. Well, someone who hopes that a lot of his old video won't surface is TV Tim, and let's see if we can lure him into the studio here to tell us what's going on in his show.
Maybe he can take home the Rebel Buck.
Maybe he could. We'll have to see if he's a taker on that, all right? He's going to stare you down, Paul, till you get out of his chair.
It's so funny when he comes in, just looking at him.
All right, here comes TV Tim into the studio. How about that, Tim? That is a piece of artwork. Yep. That I picked up in a Louisiana truck stop on the way to Mardi Gras. It is a deer, a sculpture of a deer, draped in a rebel flag.
Rebel Buck.
Yeah, the engraving at the bottom says Rebel Buck on it. I tried to give it to Grego for his lake house, but he didn't want it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine not wanting something like that in your home?
It's actually kind of good, though, isn't it? Out of a piece of wood?
Yeah.
Got some skills.
Do you think, you know, you could do a good prank with this? And I'm,
it's a 14-point buck.
Yeah,
pretty impressive right there.
Which was less than it cost. I was just thinking, you do a pretty good prank with this. I don't know if it probably wouldn't work in your house, but maybe it would. What if you were wired for sound, right? And you go home and you try to convince your wife that there is some reason that you need to display that in the living room. Could you think of a good reason to do it?
Are you naked?
You got to do it with a straight face. I mean, maybe like, I don't know, one of those high-tone restaurants or something that you you do that sponsors you. Maybe like the owner gave it to you.
So I need to keep it in my house?
Yeah, D. Lincoln or someone that you're always referencing gave it to you. And you're like, and you could even be saying, I know this is embarrassing, but, you know, they're going to be coming over tomorrow and we just need to have it out. Wait. Okay, what if you did this? What if you had company coming over? Wait, I'm working on a bit here for you. Okay, you've got company, right?
Why don't I just cut to the chase? No.
Well, come on, Tim. This will be funny. Let's figure out a way to do it. Come on. You wear the wire.
What's the end result?
Well, it'll be funny.
Just she'll chuckle?
Yeah, because she'll be saying, you know, hell no, I'm not having that ugly thing in here, you know? And then you know what would be good, too? Okay, let's say that it's somebody that's actually coming over, right, like the next day. So when they come over, there, everybody's in on the joke but your wife, right? Yeah. So you actually get audio of your wife feigning appreciation for the gift. You know, like she's like, well, thanks, D. Lincoln, for the deer sculpture and everything. And it'd be funny.
It's the prettiest thing we've ever put on our mantle.
Yeah, I mean, we had an empty space right there that works great.
I think Michelle actually would see right through it, to be honest with you. Just my guess.
All right, we'll find somebody.
She's not the kind that she's not the kind that would say, you know, yeah, just to keep somebody happy, I'll do it. She'd be like, hey, sorry. I guess,
really?
I guess I can't come over now. I ain't putting that piece of ugly thing up on my panel.
Right. Well, we'll figure out somebody who
will. The deer's not bad, and I'm not, you know, anti-rebel flag necessarily or anything, but, you know.
Making snook tents.
Oh, man. I love that thing.
No, I'm just saying. I think
I forgot you're the black conservative.
it's pretty good artwork, is all I'm saying. The guy did a pretty good job.
Son of the revolution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with you, TV, Tim?
As I'm sure everybody's talked about today, and including you, but, you know, my audience is a different audience. They're barely sober. Ticket stock. So we'll have to talk a little bit about that, especially what Turley did for that, what was it, 19-hour period or whatever it took you guys
to
go, come,
like
around, come back to St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis. To New Orleans. So we'll hear about that. Because I even asked Turley, I said, so what happened to Mardi Gras? Got to wait till 10:10.
Mm-hmm.
Like teasing me.
Yeah.
I said, well, just give me a little proof. Can't do it. Can't say. You'll have to find out.
I'm telling you what. I don't know why that guy considers me